The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and for the next hour, I'm going to wager that we will talk about health, but we'll also cover some world news. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. We try to pass along information to help you make better decisions about your health. And in order to do that, you have to have you have to ask the right questions, I guess. You think about it. When you go to your doctor, what does he tell you about your health? My guess is he doesn't tell you anything because he's not looking at your health. He's just looking for disease, waiting for something to be abnormal, and then he has a drug to treat you, but he's not telling you anything about your health. So what do you have to know about your health? Well, you have to know what undermines your health. And I'm sure there's another area that the doctors don't really get into in a more detailed fashion. You know, in other words, enabling you to take the steps to stay healthier. So over the, we talk about the importance of diet and exercise and stress management, doing testing to make sure you don't have nutrient deficiencies that can be easily corrected. But we have to, I know Janet said something about, we would, besides health, what would we be talking about today?
World news. I think you're talking about the things that undermine our health. And as you've mentioned before on the show, Dr. Slavin, patients that you talk to who are in good health say they don't worry about anything. And so that kind of brings to the forefront the toll that stress takes on our mental status, our emotional status, and certainly underlying that is our overall health.
Okay, I think you were, attribute your longevity to? And he says, I don't worry about anything. Meaning, a lot of the stress that we deal with is created by ourselves. When you say I don't worry about anything, it's different than I don't pay attention to anything. It's different. It's being proactive and taking charge and letting, in other words, it's the difference between a ship with a rudder and a ship without a rudder. You know, when you have a ship with a rudder, you know where you're going. You know what your goals are.
Ah, sometimes the rocks don't appear on the radar.
Sometimes, but what we're trying to do is improve the radar so you can see more and more of the rocks. So one of the big ones, and we've talked about this over and over again, even yesterday, I'll mention it, I think we posted on our website, Natural Doc Radio, the list of the politicians who voted for and against the DARK Act, meaning who was in favor of transparency and letting you know what foods have the labeling law about genetically modified ingredients in food, who was for and against it.
Were you surprised at any of the names on the list who were voting for the DARK Act?
Actually, it was really a bipartisan situation. You have people
no
from both parties
there, right?
Going, for or against it. It had no party affiliation, which goes to show you that these politicians are being, I don't know what a good word, controlled.
I'm going to be more politically incorrect and say bought off, and that these politicians are not necessarily representing the people who elected them, but rather the corporate influence that has, let's say, reassured financially their reelection hopes.
Now, if you were wondering where our current politicians running now voted, they didn't. They were out politicking, so we don't know where they would have stood on those issues. Except there was mention that Ted Cruz was in favor of Monsanto somewhere. But I just want to say that, you know, we've talked about glyphosate being the active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup, and that's really the key when you talk about genetically modified foods. They're using seeds that are Roundup ready, meaning they can tolerate the herbicide glyphosate.
The heavy application of the herbicide glyphosate.
And here's an interesting fact. Back in 2014, farmers sprayed enough glyphosate to apply 0.8 pounds of the chemical to every acre of cultivated cropland in the U.S. and nearly 0.5 pounds of glyphosate to all cropland worldwide. Now, think about this. This poison is being applied worldwide almost, and very little mention is happening. And why is that? Is Monsanto running the world?
They're getting close to attempting it, Dr. Slavin. One of the things that I was discussing yesterday with a client had to do with earthworms. And most people go, ew, when you think about earthworms. And the truth of the matter is glyphosate can kill the earthworms. And when the glyphosate trickles down into the soil, it doesn't just kill the weeds that are a threat to the crop, but also the earthworms. And those lowly earthworms are a critically important aspect of how agriculture is productive. So very, very important to understand that the application of this glyphosate doesn't just kill weeds. It's part of the colony collapse disorder. It's part of the picture of killing the earthworms that are critical for aerating the soil. And very, very important to understand, it is not going to have a very good effect upon humans. And unfortunately, far too little research has been done to investigate the impact on humans.
Now, to try and get everybody's attention, you know this, because until it hits home, it really, you know, okay, that's happening in the farms. You know, how does it affect me? Well, they looked at the levels of glyphosate in breast milk, and they found the levels to be 76 to 166 micrograms per liter. Now, what is the appropriate level of glyphosate in breast milk? Should be zero. So this is 760 to 1,600 times higher than the European Union permitted level in drinking water. Imagine that. So you're poisoning your kids with your breast milk, and you're giving it, to babies in every meal, and it also crosses the placental barrier. So even before the baby is born, it's being exposed to glyphosate. So I think it's time. Well, a lot of people have awakened already because, you know, they're buying organic. And if you buy organic, you're buying produce from farms that are not supposed to be using glyphosate. Now, here's another interesting use for glyphosate, because we think of it, all right, spraying to kill the weeds. But they also spray glyphosate just days prior to harvest They spray it on wheat, oats, lentils, potatoes, and many other crops to help dry the crops out. So there's another use, which is different from just trying to kill weeds. When the tests are done in humans, and in other words, they're looking for its presence in blood or urine, you're finding it's present in significant amounts in everyone. It was detected in urine samples, and U.S. women had maximum glyphosate levels that were more than 8 times higher than levels found in the urines of Europeans. I think we have a real problem that's just coming to, I wouldn't say everyone's attention. I haven't heard anyone talk about it on the in the media yet. And, so what you have to do for yourself, I can only think of one thing to do is buy organic until they have the labels on the foods. I think once the labels are on the foods, if that ever happens, I think you'll see even a bigger shift away from genetically modified ingredients.
What do you say, Dr. Slavin, to the people who are fearful that they're spending the extra money for an organic product and they have concern that it might not necessarily be truly organic?
Well, unfortunately, then you've lost all trust in the government, and then there's a real problem. If you can't trust...
The government isn't overseeing the organic, non-organic foods.
Should be the Department of Agriculture. Somebody, what is it, all voluntary? Is that what you're saying to me?
No, there are agencies that are certifying, but they're not government agencies. They are agencies that are supportive of purveying organic foods in a trustworthy approach. And so it doesn't really have anything to do with the government. It has to do with quality enforced within an industry.
Is what happens now. This information about the levels of glyphosate in food, I hear some music just happened.
Very, very, just came on. Yes, very quietly in the background that music is playing. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to Natural Doc Radio. Remember that you can always listen in to the broadcasts at naturaldocradio.com, where all of our shows are archived by date. And Dr. Slavin and I will be right back after these messages.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we are about to go political.
No, no. We
oh, we yes, yes.
You know, it's just so confusing. We mentioned, talked about who voted for and against the DARK Act. And when you look at the page, the people that vote nay were the ones that were against the DARK Act, meaning they were for the labeling of foods and their contents.
Very confusing, and very often you find this is the situation.
So I said we posted that on naturaldocradio.com. To find it, you have to go, if you look at the banner across the top where it says posts, and you hit that, you'll be able to find that information. It's interesting, but like I said, you're not going to come away with saying, aha, you know, this person is for it or this person is against it. It's really a very arbitrary thing. And it was very close between the nays and the yays, as they say in Congress. But the nays won, and it had, they have no party of affiliation either way. It could be Democrat, Republican.
Okay, McCain voted yay.
Yeah.
So he was for denying Americans the right to know.
Yes. Okay. Yep. And what I would like.
And Senator Cruz did not vote.
He's you know, busy cruising around. What I would like to hear from any of these politicians that vote against it is a question about why did they vote against it. You know, somebody should follow up on this. But anyway, it's to see if you have any interest in seeing who voted for or against it. You know, we posted on Natural Doc Radio, but it's not easy to find. You got to hit the top of the
all the way to the right
where it says posts.
The banner says posts. Yeah.
So I was, we were talking about, you know, glyphosate being so prevalent now, and it's not enough now even to say something is GMO free and therefore free of glyphosate. Not the case. You can have GMO free soybeans, but they're being sprayed with glyphosate to dry them out. So now you have the crops like lentils, peas, corn, flax, rye and buckwheat, millet, sunflower, potatoes, sugar beets. Canola
has never been something that could be organic. Okay. I'm on that crusade to let everybody know, do not use canola. It is the oil from rapeseed, a poisonous seed. Don't use it, even when it says organic.
Now, why are we making a big deal about glyphosate? And I'm not sure why we're making a big deal about glyphosate, because there are a lot of other chemicals they spray on crops that were probably just as harmful. I think we're making a big deal because of the fact that Monsanto is trying to control the seed supply that farmers use, and they're going to be using glyphosate over the other ones because this is what the crops are immune to, even though the humans are not immune to it. So glyphosate can create nutritional deficiencies. And it might be because they affect the nutrient content of the crops they're being sprayed on. There's a toxicity associated with glyphosate. Now we've talked about oftentimes the microbiome, the bacteria in your digestive tract. Well, glyphosate is going to have a negative effect on that. It's going to, and when you do that, when you mess up your gut bacteria, you're going to cause leaky gut, food allergies, gluten intolerance, inflammation. Let me cut to the chase here. There is nothing good that glyphosate does to you. So if you can avoid it, I think those are the steps you have to do. Now, Janet, why did they even go down this path in the first place? Genetically modified foods, genetically engineered foods. You know, what was the whole reason for that?
Power. Political power. If you're controlling the food supply, you have incredible ability to manipulate politics and the population. You agree with that, Dr. Slavin? Why would Monsanto go to such great lengths to behave in a way under the radar?
Okay, let me give you the position. I'm not disagreeing with you, but let me give you the position of the companies that make these products. Genetically modified organism proponents claim that genetic engineering is safe and beneficial, and that it advances the agricultural industry. They also say that GMOs help ensure the global food supply and sustainability.
Lies.
Now, yeah, well, okay. So you have to, this is what people are being told, and a lot of people are believing it. Sounds like a lot of those politicians are believing it.
I wonder if their reelection coffers have been a source of influence as to why they're believing those statements?
Well, I'm going to venture to say that I bet you the politicians really don't know much about it. They probably have one of their advisors or underlings just telling them vote for this, how to vote for each one, because they're not paying attention.
The truth of the matter is most of our elected representatives in the House of Representatives and the Senate are attorneys. So they're very well able to speed read and take in relatively complicated information through the written word. And they may have their areas of interest elsewhere, far outside of agriculture. And they might have a kind of demeaning mental position about agriculture that, oh, it's not that important. We have more important things to be working on: the economy, jobs, banking, housing, construction, all of that. And that agriculture kind of comes in at the bottom of the heap.
So at one time we said, you know, we found a lab that'll measure glyphosate, but I don't think you have to get the test to see if you have glyphosate. The answer is you do. So knowing that, how do you keep your levels from accumulating even more in your bodies? When you think about the fact that almost every food you eat, unless it's organic, and then you still can't be sure. What about the runoff from adjacent farms over to the organic farm? You know, that's been shown to be an issue. So it's very difficult to address, but you just, I think, have to take steps because this is going to be an ongoing problem. Again, it's the, we're seeing common sense being shoved aside for corporate profits. I think this is the basic reason why all these things happen. You say something is bad, well, can we get away with it and make some money before anybody finds out what we're doing? And I think that's what's happening here. People are beginning to find out now. That's why you see more and more corporations, by the way, beginning to label their foods on their own to say that they're GMO-free or not. So I think that's a, like Chipotle, you know, they're using, I think, GMO-free foods now.
Well, that was their whole advertising underpinning, so to speak. Their meat, their poultry was free of antibiotics and free of hormones. Now, of course, mainstream political heavyweights didn't necessarily like that, and certainly other fast food purveyors, McDonald's and Burger King, Wendy's, all of those very, very much have been exposed as using subpar ingredients, not actually food, but food byproducts in what they are selling. So when you have a company that comes along and says, we're going to provide you quality, we're going to provide you quality very, very quickly, and it's going to taste delicious, then those other corporations may very well put their heads together and come up with ways to undermine that approach. And my opinion is that Chipotle has been the victim of corporate sabotage. It just seems very, very odd to me that on one coast, the West Coast in Seattle, that they had to close 40 stores in that region because of the presence, I believe it was salmonella. Is that correct, Dr. Slavin?
Salmonella or E. coli. But the point is, it was different strains than you would normally find.
And then you find the same thing happening on the East Coast in Boston. It just doesn't taste right to me.
No, I agree. But here's we talked about agencies, governmental agencies, and you would think one of them, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, exists to protect you from industry when they're not doing the right thing. But the chemical and agricultural industries spend millions of dollars to lobby for regulations that are favorable to them, but you'd expect them to do that. And there's a constantly revolving door between the agency and the private corporation. See, that's where the problem comes in. In other words, we've talked about that in the FDA, where the drug company people go to the FDA and the FDA goes to the drug companies.
You know that saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer? Okay, infiltrate the agencies.
Well, the other saying, who's guarding the hen house?
Ooh.
For example, here's a perfect example. You have the U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, and he's considered a shill for Monsanto, and he's always been a strong supporter of genetically engineered crops, regardless of the scientific evidence against it.
I want to know what these elected officials eat, if they choose organic foods, if they use supplements to maintain their health from a nutrient point of view. I hear music, Dr. Slavin. That means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support
all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about the policies of the Department of Agriculture, how our elected representatives and the paid administrators of different government agencies are following in a path laid out by big corporations, not necessarily a path that's going to guarantee support to the quality of the food that you're consuming, not necessarily supportive of your good health through quality nutrition. Dr. Slavin?
Well, we were talking about Tom Vilsack, who's the Secretary of Agriculture, and very pro genetically engineered and genetically modified foods. And but here was something else. Why would they have to do this? Pass a law, this was back in 2005, that stripped local government's right to regulate genetically engineered seeds, including where they can be grown. I think that's really showing their hand, that they're not interested in the public. They're just interested in their own self-interest. Tom Vilsack, he was in favor of concentrated animal feeding operations, the CAFOs, or factory farms, and promoting both genetically modified organisms and animal cloning. So you can see how big, the government we thought was out to protect us, but they're out for themselves. And when they make decisions like this, harming the general public and not showing too much interest to the opposite. And so what are we talking about? We're talking about transparency. We're talking about, they don't want to be transparent because we know what people will think. You know, nobody in their right mind is going to say, yeah, put all those chemicals on our food. We think it enhances the flavor. What do you think? if you've ever gone out of the country and you start tasting the food in other countries, the produce, you notice the big difference because of the more natural ways that the food is being raised. So I just think we have to be aware. And the only things that we can do as consumers to promote our position on these issues is to buy organic because, and as a result, we're seeing a shift of where more organic produce is being available.
There is some information with regard to Monsanto's position. The CEO was saying, we're not against labeling, but the truth of the matter is the Monsanto website says, we oppose mandatory labeling of food and ingredients developed from GM seeds in the absence of any demonstrated risks. Well, let's demonstrate some benefit. All of this money being spent on applying pesticides and herbicides and the increasing cost of the genetically modified seeds that the farmers have to buy every crop raising season. And it can be interpreted, the website goes on, this labeling could be interpreted as a warning, or it could imply that food products containing these ingredients are somehow inferior to their conventional or organic counterparts. Well, they're not inferior, they are contaminated. They are contaminated with a lot of chemicals that don't do anything to support overall good human health. In fact, they may pose a bit of a challenge to how your liver functions, how your kidneys function, how your brain functions. And there are possibly, the website goes on to talk about organic counterparts. And organic, we have seen to be free of those contaminants, and they're not necessarily higher in nutrients, but the nutrient content is part of nourishing your whole body, whereas the nutrients don't need to be utilized as detoxifiers. So very, very important information about choosing organic. You are protecting your good health. You are enhancing your nutrient status. And in today's current situation, very, very important to optimize to the greatest extent possible your nutrient status. Dr. Slavin is looking now at the chart with regard to who is coming from a Monsanto position to a federal position. Very, very interesting information. And the decisions that these former Monsanto executives are making as decision makers in a federal position, very critical to our overall health and well-being. So we have been the victims of stealth overtaking our legislative positions.
Well, you know, I've felt this was the case when you see how the drug companies seem to act in concert with the insurance companies. And here's a good example. This name, you may have heard this name, William Ruckelshaus. In 1970, he was the first chief administrator for the EPA, later the acting director of the FBI, and then the deputy U.S. attorney general. So there's a name that people should remember. And guess what he does now? Of course, he's older. You know, we're talking about, 40 years ago, 45 years ago. He's a member of the board of directors for Monsanto.
The one that's very important and has come to my attention before this is Margaret Miller. In 1991, she was the deputy director of the FDA, and she was the person who oversaw the approval of using recombinant bovine growth hormone in our dairy herds. That recombinant bovine growth hormone that led to just vast numbers of infections in the dairy herds requiring higher and higher doses of antibiotics. And so that our commercially produced milk and dairy products, other dairy products, were so contaminated with disease, and the population really rose up against dairy that was milk and dairy products that contained recombinant bovine growth hormone. That recombinant bovine growth hormone caused the dairy cows to produce about 25% more milk. And you think, okay, look at that. We're able to bring down the cost of our dairy products. But the truth of the matter was the cost went up because of the need for greater and greater doses of antibiotics.
Well, here's a name I recognize on the list, Hillary Clinton. You know, we remember her as a senator from New York and a secretary of state. Prior to that, you know, she worked at the Rose Law Firm. They were the law firm that counseled Monsanto. So I'm not sure that you can necessarily say that therefore she is pro-Monsanto. But it's just interesting to see the connections with all these people. There should be, Janet is pointing to somebody.
Okay, there is a person, Lydia Watnad, and she is a manager in Monsanto for new technologies, and she was part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Environmental Protection Agency under Clinton, Bush, and Obama. So we can see that this is an equal political party opportunity here.
Well, here's another name, Dennis DeConcini. He was a senator, and now he's a legal counsel with Monsanto. There should be some rules, I think, about conflicts of interest. Apparently, you know, they don't recognize conflicts of interest.
It's very interesting. In law school, there are courses on ethics, and that there is that aspect of recusing yourself in a situation where there would be a conflict of interest. Very, very important information about these attorneys, having gone through law school, having gone through the ethics classes, that the ethics have been dropped outside their office doors.
Now, does this information change how you think about anything? I don't know, except for ourselves, what we can do for ourselves. Again, you have to understand this is just the way things are. This is why people go to Washington and become wealthy over there. It's not their first job in Washington that gets them wealthy. It's their power and influence that translates into wealth after they leave the government and work for the private sector. So it's just, but we as consumers still have a little power left, and that power is just buying the foods that are the healthiest. And then, you'll find that these companies will have to change, I would think, if they want to remain, to have some, Janet's thinking, shaking her head.
Monsanto's going to change, Dr. Slavin?
Well, more and more farmers are looking to get non-GMO seeds, and to grow natural crops as opposed to genetically modified crops.
How many pharmaceutical companies does Monsanto own?
A lot of them.
Yeah. So I don't think they're going to change very much. They'll shift their focus to pharmaceuticals. Dr. Slavin, let's talk about something on the bright side. And so what I'm thinking about is your heart rate variability test. And at the beginning of the show, we were talking about how stress plays a role in the causes of illness. And the heart rate variability test is a test that only takes 3 minutes. And am I correct in saying most insurances will pay for it?
Yes.
Okay. No. So here's the heart rate variability test. And what we've been talking about, all of these genetically modified foods, the poor quality of our food supply, the contaminants that are found in our food supply, courtesy of Monsanto, DuPont, Bayer, and Dow, Syngenta. Keep in mind, it isn't just Monsanto. They're the big boy on the block, but it isn't just Monsanto. So here's all of these contaminants that are in our food supply. And yes, we have psychological, emotional, physical stress. We have that dietary stress of being exposed to so many different negative chemicals. And the heart rate variability test has a very efficient way of evaluating the physical stress that people are exposed to, as well as the psychological, emotional stress. And the heart rate variability test will see how your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems are functioning in concert with one another to successfully support homeostasis in the face of an assault of chemicals on the body. And then that heart rate variability test goes on to give you information about how very well your body is responding to these stressors. And so you know for those people out there who might be concerned about needles and don't necessarily like having their blood taken, here is a very comprehensive way in order to assess how well your body is doing in the face of all of the assaults that we've been talking about this morning.
Well, but the real value of this test is you go to your regular doctor, he does a CBC, a chem panel, everything looks fine. And everything could look fine for, even from a nutritional standpoint. But this test is analyzing the function of your autonomic nervous system, and it does that by looking at the heart rate variability. So when the heart rate variability starts to become abnormal, it's an extremely early indicator of poor health. Not to the point where you're symptomatic yet or that you need drugs. It's just an indication of increased stress in your life. It could be, it's a feedback mechanism where if you had this information, you would realize that your body is malfunctioning at one of its earliest levels. And you can, just by improving your lifestyle in general, more sleep, more exercise, eating better, you can improve all these things. When patients come to see me, I show them the difference between the printout in a healthy individual compared to an individual that is sick. And it's really a good reflection of the level of health that individual is experiencing. And one of the best ways I know of right now in detecting underlying stress the individual may be dealing with without even knowing it themselves.
And that music means that we need to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Dr. Herb Slavin and I will be right back.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth? Trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And just before the break, we were talking about the heart rate variability test, a test that's going to give you information without a blood draw. Very, very short test, only 3 minutes, and it will give you a heads up on how you need to focus your health-supporting approaches. Okay, so Dr. Slavin, after a heart rate variability test, what are some of the things that you might suggest to someone that has certain areas being pointed up as out of balance?
Well, just to back up a second, up to this time, heart rate variability has been around a long time. It's been associated with the published data, specifically with two conditions. One is cardiac arrhythmias and the risk of sudden cardiac death after having a heart attack. It could also be a clinical marker of diabetic neuropathy. But the potential, if you were to extrapolate those conditions, you would think of a lot of other things. For example, the increased risk of having a heart attack or angina, cardiac arrhythmias, sudden cardiac death, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, diabetes, depression, and other stress-induced diseases. So the whole idea is you want to have a normal heart rate variability test, so then you could be a little more relaxed about your condition. If you have an abnormal test, it's giving you an early warning sign or that you can make the changes now to improve it. That's the beauty of these tests, is you have a chance to correct things and actually normalize the test. And that's why we choose to do these tests rather than the kind of tests that mainstream medicine does when the damage is already done and all you can resort to is either drugs or surgery.
After the heart rate variability test, you have a very, very good vision into what blood tests would be appropriate to further investigate the origins of the dysfunction and then give you even greater information on how to correct the dysfunction.
I would think that doctors might be able to find 3 minutes to do the test, but this is not, but then the explanation and then taking the time to explain to patients how to improve their health. You see, that's where the time takes, and they don't do that. They don't have the time to tell you how to improve your health. They have the time to tell you how to take a drug.
So very, very important information, and the test is only 3 minutes long, and your insurance company covers the cost of this test, gives you the information you need to make informed decisions about your diet, your exercise, your lifestyle, your stress management techniques, and certainly your nutrition status. Very, very important. And I'll just remind our listeners, Dr. Slavin, that they can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment for seeing someone at the Institute of Advanced Medicine and accessing this heart rate variability test. 3 minutes out of your life for absolutely life-saving, potential life-saving information.
And Janet, you know, there are a lot of practices that are not mainstream, but then they no longer continue to take insurance. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, hold out as long as we can. We still take insurance so that we can provide these services and give people the information that they require to take care of themselves better. It's interesting that, the lab work we talk about is covered by insurance. The doctors aren't allowing you to take care of it on your own. I think, in part because they're concerned about spending the insurance dollars because they don't want to be thrown off the panel of that insurance company. I'm sure many of you have found that certain insurance plans have very limited number of providers in that plan. Those are the providers that, don't help the patient as much as they should, and they help the, by spending less money. They don't do the tests. They just come in, get your prescription. You know, the insurance companies love it when doctors write prescriptions because, as we pointed out, you've got the same people on the board of the insurance companies, on the board of the drug companies. You know, this is where the coordination is occurring. You know, it's interesting how medicine is all about writing prescription drugs and not about taking care of people and improving their health so they can avoid taking prescriptions.
And so, keeping in mind that we, in the first half of the show, were talking about glyphosate, we were talking about all of the chemicals that have been used on our crops that ultimately wind up in our supermarkets and in the animal feed of the livestock. And so here's that picture that the same companies making all of those toxic chemicals that we're being exposed to also have pharmaceutical arms, and those pharmaceuticals are the very prescription medications that you're taking to possibly lower your blood pressure, and heaven forbid that you're taking cholesterol-lowering drugs that lead to a lot of nutrient deficiencies. So keep in mind, before you decide to focus your health dollars on prescription medication, that you might want to address your daily intake of vegetables. You might want to address testing for different nutrient levels, the red blood cell magnesium, the coenzyme Q10, the vitamin D, the vitamin C. And we have run out of time. Dr. Slavin, we will be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock here on Natural Doc Radio. If you want to find out who voted yay or nay for the DARC Act, you can go to naturaldocradio.com. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.